Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, and also to our hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values, and don't forget it because it's very important in the scheme of things. Well, we had a big surprise yesterday. The California High Court overturned wife killer Scott Peterson's date with the executioner. Now, he's been sitting in jail for 15 years. I believe he's in San Quentin, you told me, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What happens now?
Well, that's a very good question, Captain. What has happened so far is that, you're right, the death penalty sentence was overturned. And as you said, Scott Peterson, he was convicted in 2004 of killing his wife, Lacey Peterson, who was 8 months pregnant, nearly 8 months pregnant at the time. A heinous, heinous crime, obviously, and just a horrible, horrible thing. But what happened was, is now they are contending that the trial was flawed for multiple reasons. They say that, number one, there was a lot of pretrial publicity. The High Court did not accept at all that he had an unfair trial as to the guilt. And they affirmed his convictions, basically, for murder. But the court did say that the trial court made a series of clear and significant errors in jury selection under a longstanding United States Supreme Court precedent, which undermined Peterson's right to an impartial jury at the penalty phase of the trial. In other words, they say the court erroneously dismissed prospective jurors who had initially said they opposed the death penalty, even though they didn't give an indication that their personal views would prevent them from following the law in the penalty phase. So this is where it stands right now.
Wow. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday, which made news as well as it should, the CDC dropped their two-week quarantine guidance. And in the meantime, Governor Cuomo and his fellow Democratic governors, who were so hot to trot about this, didn't say one word.
Yeah, they haven't really said anything at all, it would seem, on this. Maybe because it doesn't really kind of comport with the narrative that they kind of want to have going on right now regarding COVID-19 and the impact it has, you know, in keeping people from going and doing what they want to do, like travel or these kinds of things.
Hmm. Now, NYU, which is a predominantly white school, now has a black student group at the university wanting race-based residential floors. They want to have their own floor, all black, all dark skin, no whites at all on the floor.
You know, Captain, this is really hard to sort of you know, conceptualize. I think this sounds like segregation.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
And we've gone through so much in this country to end that kind of thing, whether it's self-imposed or imposed on by one group onto another, whatever it might be. We've been through so much to end segregation, namely, of course, the Civil War, and then, of course, in the 1960s, all the progress made with civil rights. But this, Captain, I do think is a result of the lies that that young people are told by certain leaders, let's say, that want to continue to exacerbate racial tensions in this country. It's absolutely horrific. We shouldn't be segregating from one another. We should be embracing one another.
Well, this pretty much started under Obama and Biden, and it seems to be continuing, and it seems to be part of their modus operandi here, and I don't know. I believe there's laws against that sort of stuff.
One would think, because obviously, you know, and I, as I understand, I think they've tried to reach out to the people who created this petition to try to figure out, you know, how they can move forward here. But I mean, this is at a college. I mean, what if this starts sort of catching on? It will make our colleges even worse than they are right now, and socially, and potentially a very dangerous place to be. Because again, we're not to be fanning the flames of race hatred. That's completely, it's un-American, it's un-Christian, it's wrong, it's morally reprehensible.
Well, here's my prediction. New York University is very liberal. I think they'll give in to these people, even though I don't believe it's legal what they're asking to do.
Yeah, it's could very well be.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back, did you hear about the Manhattan prosecutor yesterday in New York City and what he said about the Trump tax returns? Well, we'll tell you about that, and we'll also tell you about what really happened at the Democratic National Convention when it came to their platform vote. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ruth.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And in the times in which we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, if you're in Florida, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they'll handle your insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue. All right. Now, I'm thinking of something here. Okay. And Christine just chimed in about the NYU story that we talked about, where the black students all want to live on their same, on a floor all by themselves, all black students. And, I don't really know that that's legal, number one. But Christine says if the students want to live together, what's the issue? They can choose to live together, but then they can't claim racism. Well, here's the problem. If the white students wanted to have a white floor all to themselves, I believe they'd be called racist.
And they would be called racist. Yeah, absolutely.
But if the black students want to have a floor all to themselves, they're not racist? I don't get it.
Well, this is part and parcel of just the bizarre sort of world that we find ourselves in right now. And again, it just seems to be counterproductive. You know, if you have students at a college, there shouldn't be a lot of animosity. Everybody's kind of there for the same reason. They're not there to promote one racial group over another. Typically, they're there to get an education. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, this just seems to be very counterproductive.
All righty. Now let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
What's up?
I saw something really disturb me during that convention yesterday, and it's about the couple in St. Louis that defended themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And the person that led that protest was an avowed Marxist. And this is the second one that she's led, and apparently she just got voted into Congress. Is that right?
No, she didn't get voted into Congress. You're talking about the, are you talking about the district attorney?
No, I'm talking about the black woman that was actually leading the protest with a bullhorn.
Oh, yeah, no, she did not get voted into Congress. She was running for Congress, but she did not get voted in. She's going to be running as a candidate.
Okay, so it hasn't happened yet.
But no.
Before I tell you what, talk about the nose under the camel's pants.
Well, you know,
this is why people are listening now. If you haven't started going door to door, showing up to your county Republican groups to give them support, you're going to lose this. I mean, it's going to come down to just people on the ground.
Well, the other thing is that the St. Louis prosecutor, the St. Louis County prosecutor, was given money in her last campaign by George Soros, and she's up against a real solid competitor. And those people, based on what we just saw here, they need to vote her out.
No, you're not kidding.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, see you later.
Yes, sir. All right. And what do you think, Kyle?
Well, absolutely. See, that's the thing. That's where the power is in being able to vote. And we're seeing so many of these people, Captain, really show exactly what they're really like in terms of their political ideology, their proclivities. And that's what the power resides in the people to make a real change.
Now, something else that's interesting here was that in lieu of the Republican National Convention, the Standard & Poor's and NASDAQ closed at new highs as Wall Street is riding the bull momentum here. They're feeling really good about this. Now, the Democrats have had their convention, and Donald Trump is having his. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, you know, Captain, I think that, you know, the stock market as the investors as a whole, it all depends, because you have some very liberal investors, very liberal commentators in some cases that will tell you how the markets are just hoping for Joe Biden, et cetera, because in many ways the markets like stability, and although I do think it's kind of a myth that Joe Biden would bring that kind of stability, but what they really like is to be able to know that they're going to be able to make profits. And President Trump has put together an environment, pre-COVID, of course, and now even post-COVID coming out of it, that means we're all going to do a lot better.
All right, let's go back to the telephone lines. You want to call her? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is your Commonwealth Colonel. It makes no sense to me. Nothing in the world really makes sense. I mean, all the schools in Kentucky are closed, but the teachers have to show up. So they just sit there all day and I guess do tic-tac-toe or something. I don't know what they do. Mm. But, you know, I come from a long line of teachers and I so respect them. But it makes no sense to me that you've got a high school for 2,000 kids and the teachers are just sitting there.
Are the kids learning online? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
So the teachers are doing like a Zoom thing or something?
All of them, yeah, but not all of them have like laptops or Chromes or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
So, you know, God bless the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
All right.
Because it's typical as usual.
All right.
So anyways, God bless all of us. God bless the teachers, the bus drivers, the farmers, and, you know, we'll make it.
Yep.
We have before, we will again.
All right, well, thank you very much, and thanks for calling from Kentucky. So there's our second call from Kentucky, Kyle.
That's right. Second call tonight from Kentucky.
Now, I want to say something, because down here in Florida, we had the teachers union sue the state of Florida about having classes. The governor mandated that the teachers had to go back and they had to teach the kids mano a mano in class. Well, wouldn't you know, our state Supreme Court down here said, nope, not going to happen. You're going to put a stay in there. So guess what? The kids don't have to go to school to do the face-to-face classes, and they're back to doing the classes via the Internet.
Yeah, that's what we understand. Well, here, at least in Orange County, Captain, we've got 30 different schools that are back in session as of today, and the local school district here sent out a message saying that since Orange County's come off the watch list, or is coming off the watch list essentially, it looks like by September 10th, we'll be seeing the rest of the school districts go back to in-person sessions. So that's very encouraging here in Orange County, California.
Now, I don't know why this was done, but the Manhattan prosecutor, Mr. Vance, has delayed the subpoena for the Trump tax records per some sort of agreement that the attorneys made with the Manhattan prosecutor. I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. This is Cyrus Vance Jr., by the way. He's the Democrat district attorney for Manhattan. He could have gone ahead and enforced the grand jury subpoena to get the Trump tax returns for 8 years worth of Trump, President Trump's tax returns. But he's essentially agreed to temporarily put that on the shelf. And this allows for another round of litigation, we understand, which could go on for some time. Certainly it'll go on past the election.
Now, we heard that the DNC platform wasn't received by everybody, correct?
That's right.
And we were led to believe that the squad voted against it, correct?
Right.
Well, come to find out, it was the squad plus 997 other people, because over 1,000 delegates voted against the DNC platform. It passed, but that's considerable.
That's right. 87 as well abstained from the vote altogether. But yeah, this is really, really something. And again, it's everything's not great in the Democrat Party.
And while they were singing Kumbaya and everybody was getting along and it was all unified and this, that, and the other, they were having this big fight about the platform, which I thought was kind of way out to the left, but some people thought it wasn't far enough to the left.
Well, that's right. And essentially, I think after Joe Biden loses to Donald Trump, there's going to be sort of a major renovation, shall we say, of the Democrat Party, as the likes of AOC and the squad and so forth,
well,
they try to continue to take
the
over.
The Democratic Socialists are going to become their own group, Democratic Socialists, and they're going to take their little flock with them, and whatever the other people are going to be, they're going to be. And I don't know. I just see Nancy Pelosi. Maybe we can. Well, I don't feel bad about retiring Nancy. I just don't.
Nope, me neither.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we continue on here. By the way, when we come back, three Maryland police officers are lucky to be alive. They were ambushed by gunfire. They were saved by their bulletproof vests on a home invasion call when they got ambushed. Bad, bad, bad news in Maryland. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and I want to remind everybody that come this weekend, Saturday, I will be at the Minreg Hall, that's a Minreg Hall, over on 126th in Largo for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show that they're having there. And we expect to have a pretty good crowd there, as we usually do every time we have one of these gun shows in the area. And I do believe there's going to be an ample supply, because everybody's buying ammunition and, you know, golly, accessories and whatnot. I've seen everything unimaginable being sold. But if you want to stop by 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, the Minreg Hall that's right there, it's in between Olmerton and Roosevelt, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2. So I'll be happy to see people, shake their hand, whatever. We like to talk to the folks when they show up. And I'll be there somewhere. You'll see my banner up on the wall, and I'll be right there with my table, and I look forward to saying howdy, howdy to a whole bunch of you. So I'll see you Saturday at the Minreg Hall in Largo, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. Make sure you stop on by and say howdy, howdy to us. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Now, we had three Maryland police officers that were actually ambushed by a couple of individuals who opened up on them following a home invasion call, and they were, every one of them was struck, but they were wearing bulletproof vests, and thank God they weren't hurt.
Yes, exactly right, Captain. The three officers did respond to that home invasion call. When they got there, within seconds, they came under gunfire, we understand. This is according to one of the officials, the interim police chief, Hector Valiz, that he told reporters outside Prince George's Hospital Center that it essentially was an ambush. The officers were able to return fire, and they took the two men into custody without injuring them, basically. So they were able to arrest them.
Yeah, well, there must have been some really bad shots, because if I had opened fire on somebody after they'd shot at me and hit me in the vest, that would have been the end of it.
I can imagine.
I can't believe that they didn't hit anybody.
Yeah, well, I know. It's interesting. This is what we're being told. And of course, the good news is the officers are expected to recover fully, we understand.
Well, certainly, because what that does is it leaves a great big bruise. It's like somebody hit you with a sledgehammer. Now, there's a national coin shortage right now. I keep seeing it in my travels. You drive into the drive-in at one of these drive-thru restaurants, fast food places or something like that, and it's got the thing up there about change. Oh, if you have any extra change, we'd appreciate it. Or could you use credit cards, this, that, and the other, or if you have the exact change, please use it. But anyway, national coin shortage has now hit retailers, laundromats, and get this, the Tooth Fairy.
That's right. We do understand, yes, the Tooth Fairy has been receiving some messages, one from one particular little girl, we understand, according to the reports, who said she would be happy to accept dollar bills in lieu of coins right now. So,
good for her.
That's right, yeah. But this coin shortage, Captain, evidently, according to the director of the U.S. Mint, is saying that basically the amount of coins in circulation, they're just not being circulated as they were prior to the pandemic and the shutdowns and all these things. And they does say that the U.S. Mint is working to try to get more coins into circulation, but that evidently is the underlying factor to all this. People just aren't using regular money or regular coins. They're using, pay point type things.
Now, the Republicans are driving pretty hard on Joe Biden, saying that he would shut down the country again if conditions warranted it. And he would raise taxes too. He said that. He said, well, the middle class isn't going to be affected that much. It would only be like $30 a month, something like that. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of money to somebody that doesn't have money to begin with.
Well, sure. I mean, the whole point is for people to keep more of their hard-earned money. And for Joe Biden to come out and say the things that he's saying, I mean, what kind of strategy is this? I'm going to shut down the country. I'll make sure people's taxes get raised. Everybody's going to wear a mask forever.
Have you ever known the Democrats, when they get in power, to lower taxes?
Well, of course not.
I can never remember them lowering taxes.
Well,
ever.
Of course not. And then once they raise them, and once they get the extra revenue, then it becomes something that they just get a taste for more of it, for sure. And it's a self-feeding thing.
All right, hold on a second. We've got a caller. Good morning, caller. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Roll it on.
Okay, got it. Your man there hit a pet peeve, or you hit a pet peeve of mine that I've always had with these stores and stuff. They complain about the corn shortage. Why don't they just, in the register, not for a gross item, but for single item, for the single transaction, just round up, on especially on the pennies and stuff. And the second thing they can do is just keep a jar on the side for people to leave the coins and put a coin like that, on odd change. It would help them out a lot. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know, because to me, the world isn't going to end because I don't have a coin.
Right. Well, I have seen those little.
Me too.
Leave a penny, take a penny kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now they're doing it with leave a nickel, take a nickel, leave a dime, take a dime. Because he specifically, one of the notes I saw was need quarters, dimes, and nickels due to coin shortage. I'm thinking, oh, goody. And then it asked you to use a plastic or to use it, as close as you could to the right change. But anyway, okay, back to where we are. Texas A&M, a professor working with NASA got busted for collaborating with the Chinese. What's that all about?
That's right, Captain. Texas A&M professor, A&M professor, I should say, he was charged with conspiracy, making false statements, and this all centers around the allegations that he was secretly collaborating with the Chinese government while conducting research for, get this, for NASA, and the according to the Department of Justice.
Hmm. Now, the World Trade Organization sided with Canada over the United States on lumber imports. Have we reached that point to where that's really that important?
Yeah, very, very interesting question. That's right. Well, what the World Trade Organization said is that Donald Trump's administration incorrectly claimed Canada was improperly subsidizing the lumber industry. That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Wow. Now, we'll round off with a couple of things here. First of all, if you haven't heard, Tropical Storm Marco is now a tropical depression, but it's going to rain itself out, so to speak, along the Gulf Coast headed towards Texas from Louisiana. And Laura, in the meantime, is intensifying and will become a hurricane sometime today, probably this morning, if not by lunchtime. And it will make its way up into the northwestern Gulf of Mexico, pretty much with a bullseye on the Texas-Louisiana border, maybe around Beaumont.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so, of course, these are always sort of estimations, but that seems to be where they believe it'll track for now.
And it'll be a Cat 2 storm at that point, 110-mile-an-hour wind, so this is going to be interesting. Going to have a bunch of rain and wind with it. Now, we'll wrap up with this. The Miami Dolphins, and I don't know where they came up with this number. Maybe it's Dan Marino because that was his number. The Miami Dolphins have announced 13,000 people will be in the stands for their home games. Is that because of Dan Marino's number 13 number?
Well, maybe, but, well, I think it just means that they're going to be spaced out in a certain certain patterns. They have to be at least six feet apart, and they have to be
pods
wearing
of
a mask.
10. Pods of 10.
Mm-hmm. And they have to have a mask when they're not eating or drinking. You know, so it's kind of like what Sean Hannity was talking about before. You know, pull down your mask and take a drink of beer, and then put your mask back on, kind of thing.
Well, yep. It's come to that point in some of these states where that's what you have to do.
Well, precisely. But the idea, of course, is either that or nobody can go to the ball game. Nobody can do what people want to do. And this is the difference. I mean, we're trying to find ways of actually living with this and living our lives rather than, as Joe Biden had said the other day, Captain, right, in that interview, I'll shut the country down. If some amorphous group of experts...
And don't forget the national mask mandate.
And the mask mandate.
And I don't believe he can do that.
I don't think he can do that. I think that's more of a state thing.
Correct.
But again, all that's there for the consumption of, look, President Trump hasn't called for this, but I will because I'm really serious about COVID-19. Well, we're all serious about that.
I'm Joe Biden. I'm serious about it.
Right.
All right. Tell us how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and then Denise Simon will be around. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. When you see that big old sign up there, pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about the pilot and the Flying J truck stop, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Oh, by the way, let's not forget that if you're a member of the Drivers Club, and you all should be, you might have one of those nice mugs, one of those nice thermal mugs, and be able to get a cold or a hot drink. All right, and here we go.
I am who I say I am. Not who you say I am. I'm an American. I'll be who I want to be. Not who you let me be. I'm an American. You lie and you justify all the wrong things you call right. That's not American. I won't let you take
Friday. That's Brandon Strock. I'm an American. And by the way, that's part of the walkaway movement there, which is grown by leaps and bounds. Millions of people signed up for that and walked away from the Democratic Party. How about that one? All right, here we go. Marco, now a tropical depression expected to continue with heavy rainfall across portions of the north-central Gulf Coast and southeastern United States through Wednesday. Meanwhile, Laura is forecast to become a hurricane today and reach the northwestern Gulf Coast as a hurricane late Wednesday night and early Thursday with impacts including strong winds. It should be a Cat 2 at that time, 110 miles an hour. Storm surge, high surf, heavy rainfall expected. Hurricane, tropical storm, and storm surge warnings have been issued right now for many parts of the Gulf from Louisiana all the way over into Texas. And as we watch Marco move away, we watch Laura filling in the gap coming up into the Gulf, and we'll just have to see what happens. Now, out west, a lot of very hot weather, especially in Arizona, Phoenix, Yuma, Kingman, Las Vegas, temperatures well over 100 degrees today. You've got smoke conditions in the middle of California, just settling out there in the valley east of L.A. and up towards Sacramento. You've got high heat advisories and fire watch threats right now at advisories also in the Reno area, Lake Tahoe area. Smoke and lots of it across Idaho, including Boise, up into Montana, over into the southern part of Oregon, and then you've got a fire threat advisory up through the northeastern part of Oregon tonight. Got smoke conditions in Wyoming, smoke conditions in Colorado, over to the western side of Kansas, southwestern corner of Nebraska. Got some poor air quality conditions in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area, over in the Metroplex of Texas. And then some scattered rain tonight up in Wisconsin. Some scattered rain up along Lake Ontario right now, and in upstate New York. Poor air quality in Maine from the border with New Hampshire all the way to Nova Scotia. And high heat warnings in Florida, southwest Florida, from Big Bend all the way down to Fort Myers today. And then, of course, all eyes are on the Gulf, and you should be watching it, too. Now, if you're traveling along I-10, again, by tomorrow night when we have the Category 2 hurricane making its effect known, because sometime tomorrow afternoon, tropical force winds should start to get into the mix up there along I-10. And for all you guys, high-profile vehicles and light loads and all that, you need to be up on I-20 or I-40. Stay away from that because it's going to get really windy and really vicious for probably the better part of 12 to 14 hours. And unless you got a real heavy load, you're going to want to stay out of that stuff because a lot of guys will wind up getting tipped over as a result of the crosswinds that will be coming in from the Gulf of Mexico for sure. Now, to find out more, monitor the National Weather Service, especially if you're in any part of western Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, East Texas, because the right side of the storm is always the worst place to be. And New Orleans, you might have dodged a bullet this time, but maybe you will or won't when the next shot around. We don't know. So anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byver Report, always brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And don't forget, go on over there, check them out. Stop by, get yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them you heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you're a member of the Drivers Club, you can also get yourself with one of those nice thermal mugs that you might have. If you're a member of the Drivers Club, you can get yourself a cold drink to go along with it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. And Denise Simon from Founders Code is with us. What is going on in Kenosha right now? I've been watching all kinds of craziness going on tonight.
They're going to continue to be militant there. I think there's 100 or 125 National Guard that were deployed.
150 plus.
At the request of the governor.
Yep.
There seem to be some ebbs and flows with the militancy and the destruction. The last time I had checked, which clearly was much earlier.
They set four big fires last night, four big fires, and they're running all around the street still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, it all started over a shooting. Now, I'm hoping the police officers had a body cam on or there's some sort of video and they can get that out there as soon as they can. Because if they're justified in what they did, because we don't know what that guy was reaching for in his car, but I do know the two cops chased him around to the car door with their guns in their hand. Did you see that?
I did. And it looked like there was something in the fella's left hand before he actually got to the car.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell. You know, it's too difficult to see it on the video. But as soon as that happened, you knew that things were going to go sideways, and they did absolutely go sideways.
Yep. Well, Kenosha is not one of those towns where you think something like that's going to happen.
Well, understand that these people are mobilized. I mean, it's kind of like they're already recruited, they're already trained, they're already have gone through the classes, and they are told what to do, and all they have to do is, they wait for the text message, and they show up. I mean, they could show up, but, you know, they could travel, you know, 3 days from now and go to another city. So, I mean, it's not a matter that they're necessarily local, because I wouldn't imagine that the majority of them are.
And my thought was, when I first heard about this, they came out of Madison.
I have no idea. I mean, I've been to Madison. I can't imagine if they are, but I don't know.
We got some very liberal folks there in Madison to go to that school called the University of Wisconsin. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we go to our top of the hour break, so don't go anywhere. We're coming back. And by the way, RNC night number one. What went on? Well, we'll tell you. It was kind of interesting, depending on who you wanted to listen to. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.